Father, thank you for your word. Father, it's not pleasing, it's not about pleasing the people. It's not about a good feeling walking away after the word. It's all about you. Father, we present this word before you, to you, for you, God. And I pray, God, that you open up our minds, our hearts, our spirits to the understanding of what you want to say, Lord. We want to honor you, and we want to know you better, better and better and better, God. We want to know you more. We want to love you more. We want to serve you more. It's all about you. So I ask that your blessing would be on the word. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay, thank you, Lord. God is so, so, so wonderful. I want to talk about living the abundant life. Because I don't see our sound man. Maybe you can help. The abundant life. Okay, so can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. So I want to talk about the abundant life in Christ, because I have to say there's more. I believe that there's so much more for us in our walks, in our daily living, in our identity in Christ, in our gifts. There is so much more. And you know, some of us are getting older. The rest of you aren't. But yeah, so in just a little while, I'm going to be 75. I'm thinking to myself, in 5 years, I'll be 80. Oh my God. I still feel like a little girl inside, not my body. But Lord, you know, I started thinking, I don't know when you're going to take me home, anybody home, or all of us together, what his plans are, but I sure want to finish with all my might and all my heart, and I want to know the purpose that God would have for me between this time and the time he takes me home. And I want to finish well. Amen? I want to finish well. And I want to be able to rest in that knowledge, in that frame of mind, that I'm finishing well, pleasing to God, fulfilling his calling. And we all have a calling. And it's not some behind a pulpit, you know, it's not being raised up. It's inside. There's a platform in here that our heart is on. And that platform where our heart is where we conduct service unto the Lord, moment by moment, in the small things, in the big things. Right? We're all there. We all understand, right? So I believe that there is an increase in everything that God does, every good, wonderful thing that God does, there's an increase. So you can think about the giftings God has given you. You can think about maybe the person you've been speaking to. Maybe when you go to the supermarket to get flowers and there's a woman there that's kind of, you have a little relationship with. And we have to think about how is this, what God wants to do here, increasing. How, what do you want, Lord? What is the more? You understand what I'm saying? I think that we have to, I only heard one yes, so do you understand what I'm saying? So that's where my mind is on. But also, turning it around, God wants to give us more. God is a God of abundance, and God wants to release increase in our life, blessings. that's, he's a father. And a father's heart is to give. He loves us so much that he gave his son. And he wants to continue to give more and more of his son to us. So there's more. We could be 95 years old, and there's still, I believe, an increase that God wants to do, a blessing, because his love and his blessings are abundant. I wish I could really describe that word more, but as we go along. So I think that we should expect the best and not settle for less. Some of us, because we're getting older, and I'm talking to people that are, you know, maybe close to my age, and we can't just sit back and say, well, when, you know, 20 years ago I was part of the, in the church, and I was helping out with the, I was getting up in the morning and reading my word, and I was saying what do you want to do this day or whatever. But now I'm back in my easy chair. I love the Lord. I pray for my loved ones. That's all good. But it's not the abundance of what, how God wants you to move, how God wants you to think. And being that we have been in a relationship with the Lord for so many years, I don't think, I felt that God was showing me this, even during worship again, that we don't realize that the anointing that we have. We don't realize the power that we have, the anointing that breaks yokes. Even if we're just praying for something, of course prayer is powerful, especially if it's anointed and you're getting that direction from God. But with, there's an abundance. How can I say there's an increase? There's more that we have to reach forward to and realize that when we are praying, get a visual of demons running around screaming, of angels coming to the aid. You understand what I'm saying? So the fullness of God, I don't think that any of us have seen it yet, but I believe that we have to keep looking for it and begin to walk in it, begin to live in the abundance. You know, be greedy, people, when it comes to spiritual things. Not needy, greedy. God, I want it all. I want to feel your love more in this season of my life than I've ever felt it. You know, when I first got saved, it was your love that came down on me. I want to walk in that. I want to have that. I want to experience that. Not just certain times when the worship is anointed and you feel something, but I want to walk in that. I want to wake up in the morning, right, and say, God has given me another day. He's given me another day. He watched me through the night. He stirred me up in the morning. Here I am, Lord. Yeah, I get up in the morning. I have aches and pains. How about you? My shoulders hurt. My back hurts. My knees hurt. My feet hurt. I do. But I think that when we say, even though I get up, I put a smile on my face, I start thanking the Lord for another day. We start, when I say I don't mean me. We start praising him, and we start just exalting him. And you know what I'm listening for? This is the winter, but I love when the spring comes and I hear the doves. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It sounds like that three times. Three times, not once, not twice, three times. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I could hear them in the distance in the morning. And I love that. And of course, it makes me think of Song of Solomon, you know, with the doves and the love of God. So, you know, nature is so faithful, right? And so the church, we have to become so faithful in acknowledging him in all things and walking with him all the time. I don't want to be religious. I'm not saying say three of these prayers and do bow down 4 times. I'm just saying, open up your hearts and open up your minds to the fullness of what God has for us. Every day living in the fullness, enjoying Him, rejoicing, praising Him, acknowledging Him. And a lot of you do. A lot of us do that. But God, what do you have for me? In this time of my life, what do you want for me? What is your plan? How can I fulfill your purposes? You know? In Jesus' name. And I, even though, you know, I'm getting older, I'm not too old to ask God for more. And if you don't ask, it'll just slip away. You've got to ask. You've got to go to your Father who has all these unopened presents, like at Christmas time, and we're not opening up that bow, and we're not opening it up, and we're not taking what He has for us. So there needs to be an awakening. You know what? You know how you go deeper in God? You get on your knees, if you can. Maybe you need to put a pillow. But you could be sitting and still be on your knees because it's a spiritual position. Amen? But you go down on your knees to go higher. When we bow down to God, when we have humility before God, you know, it's not all I want, when you're going to answer, I'm praying for this, and God, please move that and everything. The humility of God, we have the beautiful privilege of going before God all alone, just you and Him, and you're connecting with Him. Do not ever think that it's like brass and He's not hearing you. You bring your heart before God. Some people say, well, I praise and worship first, and then I do this and then I do that. Step 1, 2, 3, whatever. I would say, just go before God, still yourself, put your mind on Him, and call Him. God, God, Father, God, and begin to pray. And know that the enemy hears you, and the enemy is starting to weaken. Amen? Thank you. You know, we have to really be spoiled, like little spoiled brats, and say to God, I want it all. I want everything. Everything you have for me, I want it. I don't want to lose out on anything. I want everything. You know, my husband shared, and it's a kind of a true story, I think. The man on the ship, he went on a cruise. He paid for the cruise. He went on the ship. And he didn't know that all the meals came along with that payment. He thought that if he wanted to eat the lobster and the filet mignon, that he had to pay for it, right? So he actually brought food with him and put it in his room. And he said, maybe on the last day, you know, I'll treat myself or whatever. And I'm sure it's just a story, but we're making a point. Maybe it's a true story. I don't know. You read it. But so he was enjoying the trip. He was enjoying the ship. He was enjoying them, but they pulled in, and I don't know where they went or whatever, and he was enjoying, you know, seeing different parts of land and different places and meeting different people. He was enjoying everything. He would go in his room when they would call for dinner, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. He'd go in his room and he'd have a little something. And then he realized that when he paid for that ticket, it covered all that food. It covered all that food. Jesus Christ paid our ticket, and He covered our lives with His blood. And you know what the Word of God says about the blood of Jesus? There is life in the blood. There is life in the blood. And that doesn't mean that you were born and you took your first breath and you're still breathing. It means there's abundance of life in Jesus. In Jesus. We've got to go for it. Amen. Now I know that the Word of God says the truth, it speaks of the truth, and it sets you free. You know, to know the truth, to really, really know truth in God, it's like a transformation in your mind. Truth. You know, when you read the Word and there's truth, the truth sets you free. Read the Word, every single word, everything that Jesus came out of Jesus' mouth, all the red print, whatever, is life coming into you, truth that's setting you free and freer and freer. In Ezekiel 47, it starts at scripture 4, it says, Ezekiel was led to the water, and the water was, you know, by his ankles, and then it was knee deep, and the water became higher and higher and higher as he kept walking. And I just feel like it became waist deep, and the river started like a trickle, you know? But if you think about how Ezekiel went into the waters until he couldn't stand on any ground anymore, you know, and he had to float or swim. And so many people have shared a word about that particular part of Scripture. But for me, when I see it, and others also have preached it, that's the abundance of God. Ezekiel went into the water. It was knee deep, hip deep, shoulders deep. And then finally, he couldn't touch the bottom anymore. And so what happens when you don't touch the bottom? You either float or you swim. Amen? And when we think of being in a river, or we think of the ocean, if you think of the ocean, if you think of all the oceans in this world, on this globe, that's just a drop when I think of the abundance, God's love, God's power, God's promises. It's like a little drop in a, it's that big ocean is like nothing. It's like a little drop of what God has for us. Does this sound like I'm really stretching it? It's truth. It's life in God. It's life in Jesus. It's life in Jesus. I feel myself, I'm settling for so much less. So much less. And the older we get, the more we have. The river inside of us is flowing. That river is full of life. Flowing. And so when we pray, even the older we get, the more years we put into the Word and into His presence, practicing His presence, learning more about Him. When we pray, even if it's a whisper, but it's being said from our soul, from our hearts, it is so powerful. It is so powerful. It is so powerful, and it will do a work in the Lord. That prayer will go forward. It's anointed. It will start breaking yokes. It is doing something, and it will make a difference. If you're praying in the center of God's will, if you're praying in His will, you know? So even to ask the Lord before we pray, Lord, show me this situation through your eyes. Show me how to pray through your heart. Give me that reality, that understanding, that perception. Give it to me. So I want to stand. And did you ever, it happens sometimes, but it doesn't happen all the time to me, but did you ever pray and you feel that thing alive in you? And it's coming out, and you know it's coming out with like a force, with like an energy? Has that happened to anyone in this room? And you know that it's going forth. And you may not see the fruit tomorrow or next week or in 3 months, but there is fruit, and God is about a work. Amen. So, you know, when Ezekiel went in that water, And it was so deep. And then it was over his head. The river starts like a trickle at the cross of Jesus, where Jesus, when he was crucified, he was pierced in the side. And I think of that, and I don't have the whole meaning of that, and I've tried looking things up, but blood and water came out of his side. And when it came out, it probably started to trickle and then gushed. And I just feel like that was the beginning of our river when Jesus died on that cross and his fluid inside of his body came out and he was just emptied, really, really emptied out. You know, the water to swim in it, to have an adventure, to explore God more, and the blood of Jesus, which is the life, life more abundant. And soon after, what happened? The Holy Spirit came, was sent by the risen Christ. The blood of Jesus became that powerful river. And there is a never-ending flow of God's grace, his love, his plans for us. There is more. There's more and more and more, because the Holy Spirit has no end like Jesus. And the Holy Spirit wants to pour out, fill us overflowing. Amen? Now, we believe in all of this, and we've believed it from the beginning. But I'm telling you, there is more. There is more. And some of us are, you know, getting older like myself. But I'm telling you, there is more. There is more power. There is more anointing. There's more life in Jesus. There's more to discover. It's never ending. But I feel like there is an increase in our, because of our time, you know, our lifespan, and also an increase for the world. Because for God to raise up, you know, that last generation, it's going to be so abundant. I see that really in many parts of the world, young people are coming to the Lord. Do you remember us praying for that so many times? We would say, I see them marching. You know, it's happening all over, and quickly. It's not like when we got saved and we grew a little bit here, an inch here, an inch there, a foot there. They are like, all of a sudden, God's power is just taking them over, where some of them are vomiting, you know, some, and they're crying out for God. They're feeling him in a dirty, dark, like dungeon type life. They go to college, you know what they hear? They go to college, everything is about transgender, this and this and the other thing. And they're getting barraged with things that are anti-Christ. But all of a sudden, they go to some church. Maybe one of their friends say, come with me. You got to just come to this church. Church, I got to get on my knees and it's dark and it's quiet. No. It's not like that. Just come with me. You know, come and see what's happening. They go into a building. I love it, what God is doing. And they feel something they've never felt before. And very, very, very quickly, the Spirit comes on them. Very quickly. They empty out, if that needs to be. They get baptized almost immediately. In some churches, the baptism is open. But boom, they go in, they come out. There's singing, there's yelling, there's... And they walk out of there like, brand new. God is doing such a work. Oh my God, I got the chills. Yeah. Because he is doing that work. And you know what? You have had a part of that work because you've been praying. You've been praying for young people. You've been praying for the church. You've been praying for the world. You are part of that. And you will receive gifts because those gifts will be part of your rewards. Wait till we get to heaven. Wait till we get to heaven. You know, just thinking about going to heaven and seeing him. He's right there. Like I've always said, you know, everybody's going to see him, but there's no one in the back trying like this. We're all in the front. I know it. We're going to laugh when we get up there. You're going to say, Diane, you were right. We're all going to be up front. See, right there. Right there. No matter millions, trillions, billions, all over the place, we're going to be right there, and we're going to be face to face. He's going to say, job well done. My servant, come here. Come here. Oh, man, I got the chills again. Oh, boy. Okay. I don't know where I am over here, but it doesn't matter. So the abundance is what I'm talking about. let's not just be happy with where we are, because there's so much more. There's so much more. And the older we get, there's more and more and more and more until he takes us home, and then there's, forget it. Anyway, you crown the year with your goodness, Psalm 65:11, and your paths drip with abundance. Psalm 65:11, you crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. Are we living in that environment? Are we living with that in mind? And I know that, you know, things are going to get hard in the future. It may be the near future, I think we see it. But the path is going to grow more and more narrow, but the joy widens. If we keep our minds on him and meditate on God, your heart and mind will overflow with the goodness of the Lord. You know, there is goodness. When things happen lately, you know, not so great things happen, I sit, and of course you're going to pray, but I say, God, your goodness. If I'm praying for this person or this situation, your goodness is coming down. I don't care what we see with our eyes. Amen? It's God's goodness that's going to break those yokes. It's the anointing of Jesus Christ that's in us that's going to break those yokes. So we have to be strong. You know, in 1 Kings chapter 18, you know Elijah is praying for rain. Does everybody know that story? Elijah's praying for rain. And there's been a drought like forever. And there's no signs that it's going to rain, right? And Elijah, he's got this word inside of him that it's going to rain. But he's got to pray. He's not going to say, oh, I got this, it's going to rain. No, 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 no. So he goes, and he gets down on his knees, you know, leaving out all the things. Thank you. That's the word. And he goes, and he gets down on his knees, and he starts to pray. And that man's prayers, he said to his servant, go look. He's got his face to the ground. Just go look. Do you see a cloud? No cloud. And he prays, go look. Do you see a cloud forming? No clouds. And he tells his servant, go look. You see anything happening in the sky? Nothing. Go look. Do you see anything? No, I don't see anything in the clouds. And he's praying 7 times. Go look. And the man, the servant, comes back and says, I see a cloud the size of a man's fist. And Elijah gets up and says, come on, let's get ready. It's going to pour. It's going to pour. And in our own walk with the Lord, do you see? Do you hear rain? Do you hear the abundance of what God wants to shower down on you? Are you hearing it? If you're not hearing it, then you better get on your face and pray, maybe on your knees, and open up your ears. Open up my ears, God. Let me see. Not the details, not exactly what's coming, but let me know in my heart of hearts that you're going to do something in this situation that I'm praying for. And there was that little tiny, like a fist up in the sky. Everything else was blue. And there was one dark little cloud. And that cloud grew and grew and grew. It filled up with water. Then all of a sudden it burst open and the rain came down. You see, there's an abundance. There's an abundance. We're not living in the more. You understand what I'm saying? I know there's more for me. There's more. There's more. And I want that. Don't you dare try to take that from me. Because what God wants to do exceeds anything that I know or have experienced. And we're called, what? What does Pastor Diane always say? We're called for such a time as this, right? We could have lived and died 100 years ago, 400 years ago, but we are called to be alive right now, breathing on the earth, our hearts beating here and now. As we see the times approaching, here we are. So there's purpose. There's purpose. Amen? And God doesn't just want to trickle down on us to keep us strong. God wants to show himself strong, and he wants to open up the clouds and pour out the abundance. But you have to have faith. You have to have faith. And I pray, Father, that these words are faith building up inside of each and every one of us. And Elijah said, for there is a sound of an abundance of rain. No sound yet, but he said it. I can hear it. There's a sound of the abundance of rain. So there is a sound coming, maybe when it rains, you hear the thunder, maybe wind or something spiritually, you know, something inside of you, a stirring, like, but Pastor Diane, I don't know where to start. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. You ask God that, because in your life, God wants to pour out. Anybody believe this? Thank you. Amen. 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 And I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to be 75 soon, but I feel like I'm just beginning. And the enemy's not going to take that from me. Is it time to go in my rocking chair? Say a few little prayers for everybody that I do every day? Fall asleep, take a nap, get up and have something to eat, take another nap. Awake. Wake up. Know that you're a powerhouse. Know that there's a fire inside of you. Know that you're a senior saint filled with the Spirit of the living God. You've got authority in Jesus Christ. Even you, baby girl, the younger ones, you've got authority. Look at this. Where do you live? What town? Valley Stream. She came here. Her hubby's not feeling good. She got in that car. She drove here. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. And this is what she does all the time, because you know what? There's a little, like, shower down on her once in a while. But I hear the sound of abundant rain. Amen. Amen. So the rain is in your soul, and it comes from the Word. The Word brings His presence. And what do you think the abundance of rain is in this hour? think about it. Think about it. Well, there's so much, but I'm going to say faith. God is pouring out faith, not fear. Faith. And that's for the church. So many things. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Did you know that peace is a gift? How many of you really feel in the center of your being peace, even though the world is going crazy? That's supernatural. Amen. How many of you feel joy deep down inside? You may not be jumping all over the place and screaming, but you feel it bubbling up. Joy. Joy. And, you know, that's going to keep us. That's going to keep the bride, peace and joy, until he returns. Because it's abundant, because he's pouring out, because we're getting closer. We're getting closer to the Lord's return. Now is the time to press in. Your future depends upon it. Run the race. The runners practice, and they focus on the next step. You know, a runner in a race will focus on the next step. And that's his goal, the next step, and the next step, and the next step, and they're running. And they don't look at past steps. We're not bound to the past. We are free. Anything that we look back and maybe we're sorry for or brings depression or whatever, you look forward and you run your race. Amen? The high calling is living a life in preparation to spend eternity with him in heaven. So down here, the high calling is a preparation. We're going to be living with him. And we're going to be doing very exciting things with the Lord. Another thing. So things are going to get hard here. We know that. But if our mind is on God, on Christ, and our actions are all for him, his kingdom, we will sense the goodness of God in the land of the living. We will sense the goodness of God, and we will live in the goodness of God. And I'm talking about abundance. I'm talking about rain showers. I'm talking about life more abundant. The goodness of God. Keep our eyes on the goodness of God. God is so good. That's why he calls himself Father and knows how to give good gifts to his children. He's a father. Come closer. And I know so many of you, you know, are walking so close with the Lord, but I'm saying there is an abundance coming. Cast your eyes and your expectations on what is coming. And I know that the church is kind of spoiled, you know, but because we have it so good and, you know, the doors may close. Might be afar off, or it might not be that far off, right? So maybe we won't have connection like we do right now, but no one can stop the connection you have with God, with God. And if things are taken away from us, all the more, God is going to bring you into the center of your calling. I know that. Right? God showed me that. And what he has been building inside of you and what he has been stirring inside of you and teaching inside of you is going to blossom. I could say in the darkness. The world will be in darkness, thick darkness. But something is blossoming inside of you, and it's the glory. It's God. It's God, and you will be used dynamically Somebody say amen. Thank you. Somebody say, this is good. Thank you. Okay. So the most exciting times are ahead. I'm talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. That cloud is going to open up. I hear rain. I hear the abundance of rain. I see a little tiny cloud. That cloud is going to expand, burst open on the church. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. So in the last days, right? Sometimes we call this the last days, but I'll say in the very last days, your sons will see visions. Your young men, your old men will dream dreams. Those are dreams that will come to pass, not just any dream, God-given dreams. So the old men are going to be talking about the dreams, knowing that it's God, and they're going to be sharing those dreams with an anointing that's going to bring life into people. Seeing visions, the young men are going to see visions. Whoa, they're not going to be able to stay still. When you really see a vision, like watching a TV show, it's alive in front of you in color. Young men are going to be, this is going to happen. Amen. Invest in the youth. Invest. I pray that we have youth here. I pray. I feel an explosion coming. Abundance. What did God mean when he promised an abundant life? In John 10:10, it says, Jesus said, I bring life, life more abundant. Jesus said, I have come to bring life and life more abundant. Don't just live down there on the earth. Live. Be alive in me. The Greek word for abundance is parason, which means very highly and beyond measure. So, I come to bring you a life that is very high and beyond measure, much more than anyone would expect. Paul, the Apostle Paul, was happy and content in his weakness, in whatever physical circumstances he found. He knew there was purpose. Even in his weak state, his body with a thorn in his side, in prison, he was chained in prison. That's how he lived, chained up in prison. Dark, dingy, damp, disgusting prison. There's purpose. And as he prayed for the churches grew and did very well. And they were right in the center of God's will, on target, strong. You know, sometimes I think we have to set our minds on the fact, the truth, that we're going to see him face to face. He's not going to be all the way down the street. You see this little figure. That's him. Was the one with the gold? Is that? No. Face to face. We're all going to meet with him face to face. Think about it. Think about it. Face to face. We're all going to have that moment or moments with Jesus face to face. And he is so in love with us. When he looks at us, we're going to see love and feel love that we have never known. What a moment. Everlasting. We have so much to look forward to. We really, really do. Set your mind on the things above, not earthly things, Colossians says. So I just want to turn, and this is going to be short. I'm going to be ending, and this is all God gave me, to Matthew chapter 13. me see where I am. Matthew 13:12. Okay. And I just speak this in the spirit to each one of us. All right, we'll go to 11. Jesus said, and he's speaking to his disciples, and we are his disciples. He answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. I'm talking about abundance. What about you? The increase. And he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. They're deaf. Verse 14, and in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing, you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing, you will see and not perceive, for the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And then he goes on to say, I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Glory. He's speaking to us. He's speaking to the church. You have eyes that see. You have ears that hear. And you have a heart where God lives. Would you stand with me? Brother, do you have a song on your heart that we can end with? Father, we hear, and Father, we see, and Father, our hearts are enlarged. God, Father, we are so excited. We're so excited to be alive, Lord God. We're so excited that your hand is on our lives. Father, we want to run, God, with abundance to the finish line. To the finish line, Lord God. Not even a few feet before, but we want to fulfill our purposes, Lord, for you. For you. We know there are rewards, but you're our greatest reward. So, Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you, Lord God, that it is our food. You feed us, Lord. And you draw us closer. Father, there's an invitation. I feel that there's an invitation that you're giving to all of us. And you're saying, even the parts of you that are sleeping, wake them up. Wake them up. Come alive into the fullness. Carry the fire with all of your heart and draw closer to me. I will draw closer to you and draw closer to me. As the weeks go by, as the months go by, as the years go by, I will draw closer to you as you draw closer to me. As you keep drawing closer to me, I will keep drawing closer to you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name.
It's Let's all sing this together. It's real easy. It's only got one or two words. Alleluia. 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 Lord, we love you. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you. We love you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Praise God is right.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.